Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Loos.
Still around.
And honestly, I mean, I pretty much say this every week. Great show.
Yes.
I mean, and actually wound up bumping old-time radio just because the amount of information, it's so much to share that it's silly that when we have these people and they have busy schedules to cut them off. But now I'm not going to steal any time from the Christina Luz show because that's the highlight of everybody's week. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
Even though you've been here earlier, back
and
forth, but she's in the middle of doing so
in.
Many things this morning.
But it was really a great show, and it was, you know, it was exciting to have my former professor. It was funny because I knew he worked, you know, I wasn't sure in what capacity with that organization. And when we discussed about having the Safe Center on, and they said, well, you know, Anthony Zenkis, we'll get him. I said, well, I know him. So it all, like, you know, worked out. And then Claudia, of course, was fabulous, as always. So.
It was an interesting thing with him, the technology, that you don't even pay attention. That, you know, people can't even call because mm-hmm. somebody can then get into their
yeah.
phone to see. And Microsoft, there's a Microsoft Bulletin. Microsoft Bulletin 136 is anti-theft of the knowledge on a person's phone.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. But, and it's a special bulletin. That's called it's anti device, anti-deaf device.
136?
136.
Hmm. Now, what is... I'll be. It matches a big number.
Yeah, the big number. What do you think it is?
I think it... somebody just mentioned the birthday on the way out the door. It can't be Christina's birthday.
No, I suppose it is Christina's birthday.
Oh.
It's 136
days. Year-round birthday celebration.
See, Otto's one of the good ones. He knows where I'm going with
that.
That's
right, listen.
And I find these numbers, they're all legit. So I had to read what these guests are doing so I could come up with
something. I like it.
This time you actually had me. I was writing this down.
I don't really want to learn about that anti-theft with Microsoft. But, you know, see, it's all, everyone gets to count down my birthday and learn something. So that's, it's a win-win for everyone.
That's true. That's true.
Look
at that.
136 days. I'm going to write that one down. Yes. But, you know, speaking of all the wonderful things going on, North Hempstead certainly is in full swing. I can't believe the holidays are rapidly approaching. I feel like it was just summer. I'm not sure how we even got here. But I just wanted to spread the word that we just got hot off the presses that the Hofstra University School of Health Professions and Human Services and the National Center for Suburban Studies and the Glen Cove Senior Center are presenting an all-day conference called Aging and Creativity. And we actually do work with both of these organizations, too, so it's very nice. But it's going to be a conference, and it's just going to show you, you know, that as you age, there's no reason that you can't have be part of different creative things.
Right, okay.
It's never too late kind of thing. And there's a big shift even in our own field at Project Independence of just trying to incorporate more of these creative things, you know, because it does have a social component in addition to a therapeutic one. So I think it's wonderful
where
they're
is
doing this?
This.
This is going to be at Hofstra in the multipurpose room on Sandra and David S. Mack Student Center
on the
North Campus. You could call to get the directions for that if you need it, but it's going to be on Tuesday, November 29th from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. So it's a long day. And you could register by calling 516-759-9610 or 463-4553. And you could also do it online too, but call 311 and we'll give you all the information for that because it's an extremely long RSVP. But it's just a great thing. I think it's wonderful that, you know, all these different organizations and educational institutions are really beginning to realize, you know, the importance of focusing on aging, which is exciting for me. Because I remember, you know, being in grad school, a lot of classes weren't geared towards the aging population. You know, a lot of people who especially go into social work want to work with children and, you know, or, you know, people dealing with substance abuse. Those were a lot of common classes. And I actually... because I loved the former guest, Anthony Zenkis, Professor Zenkis. I took a substance abuse class with him just because I just loved all of his courses. But, you know...
You love substances.
I laughed because I said I loved substance abuse. It's really great. But, you know, I'm just happy to see that there's going to be more of these aging, learning about that population. It's great. So it's
cool.
They're certainly growing. The silver tsunami is in full force over here.
Can I see that?
Yes. And, you know, it's exciting, too, because we had mentioned on a previous show that Project Independence is celebrating its 10 years of existence anniversary, which is really just wonderful. And we've been in this period of reflecting on all the journey of it, and our pioneer theme is going to be on this 10-year celebration, and that's coming out in December. And it's great because in it, I created a timeline that really, you know, when you actually see it all just, you know, together, it's just wonderful. We forget sometimes about, you know, all the amazing things that have occurred and milestones, and it's just, and one of the most recent milestones was Project Independence Taxi Program just surpassed 100,000 trips, and that wow. is that's round trip. So, you know, a lot of people do it both ways. So it's actually closer to 200,000, really.
Oh, that's true too.
Which is just it blows your mind, and it's just such a wonderful thing. And you know, this program, it just changes people's life and really assists majorly with the mission of keeping people home, aging in place. You know, and it's just amazing that North Hempstead does this. Yes, yeah, we're partnered with a lot of different...
I took a cab to the airport when I was going away a couple of months ago, and the driver was a Project Independence driver.
Oh, yeah?
Because she started talking about, oh, I love with the ladies and blah, blah,
you know,
blah.
What's, it's great that you actually mentioned that, John, is because, you know, like, we've been partnered with this. Since 2008, we started doing this transportation program in different capacities. But it's such a wonderful partnership with these local taxi cabs, because they became, you know, ambassadors about the program over the years too. So they'll have the brochures in the car, and you just hear these wonderful stories we love getting about people, just how wonderful the cab driver was and how helpful. And it's just great to get everyone in the community involved in such an amazing program. So kudos to Project Independence and to all of the wonderful things that go on. So stay tuned for our pioneer that'll have, it's just, we interview Paula Yule, who's the deputy commissioner of our department, and Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our PI nurses. And I did an interview with them because they've both been around since the beginning of the program when it was just a NORC. So we had a lot of fun with that interview. So that'll be in the newsletter as well. And it's fitting because they were both interviewed in the first issue of the Pioneer too. So that was exciting. So stay tuned for that, and we're having our party. So it's a big
celebration. When is the
celebration.
Party?
The party for will be December 14th at Clinton G. Martin Park.
December 14th.
Yes.
Think I have that already.
December 14th. Yes. Everyone who's involved with the program should be getting a little.
You can bring gifts too, right?
Hmm.
Can't you bring I think there's some kind of a deal where you have. If you bring a gift, you get a gift.
Yeah, we're debating if we're still gonna be if we're gonna do the grab bag thing this year, because it's just this is more just focused on the celebration of the program too.
Right.
So we'll see. But stay tuned. You should get an invite in the mail if you are involved in any of our Project Independence programs. Also, I want people to know that Supervisor Bosworth and the town board is doing its annual Veterans Donation Drive. It's been going on, and it will end December 9th. They're asking for residents to bring in toiletries and new clothing to it's going to be donated to the VA hospital. There's drop boxes at Town Hall in Manhasset, Clinton G. Martin Park, Michael J. Tully Park as well. And there's a whole list of acceptable items. So you please call 311 to get that list. And also on Saturday, November 26th, which is going to be here before we know it, the Supervisor Bosworth and the town's Business and Develop Corporation are supporting in this initiative that's just trying to get people to shop at local businesses, and just really the importance of supporting, you know, our local community. So that's Saturday, November 26th. And they're encouraging everyone to just grab a friend and explore your local downtown stores this holiday season. And just the slightest shift in spending can really make a huge difference in North Hempstead's businesses. So
that little bit, I agree with you there. It doesn't, you know.
It was something, and I think the figure, it might have been 10%. It was something, you know, a small number out of all the shopping everyone does. You know, so if you just take 10% of that shopping and put it into the local businesses, it makes a huge, huge impact. So it's definitely nice. And they have, you know, more unique things. So it's a reason.
The smaller stores usually do.
Yeah.
You know. But it definitely, you know, unfortunately, it's a society that goes to the cheaper thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to Lord & Taylor, which is a big name, and half the time the store is 50% off. So, you know, you go into a boutique, it's hard for that person to take a $100
Right, absolutely. And I listen, I totally, as an avid shopper myself, I, you know, don't discriminate against anything.
You're an avid shopper.
Yes, I managed to put all my business in all different places.
I mentioned when Christina came in this morning, I happened to say to her, I've been doing this like for a year and a half, maybe. I don't think I've ever seen her in the same outfit twice. I was like, and they're very dramatic, colorful outfits. So it's, you know, she's a shopper.
One of my passions it is. But, you know, that's what I think is important to note to people that, you know, they're not even saying all your business has to go to these, but just shifting it slightly and just, you know, buying, you know, something from one of these stores really just makes a difference and makes the community thrive in itself. So that's just definitely something important. Also, you know, what got passed was the 2017 budget was approved, and it was approved the day before Election Day. It was approved,
right,
which is something that Supervisor Bosworth always has been doing the past few years. And it's great that it was passed. There's going to be a lot of residents will see a slight reduction in some of their taxes, too, which you can call 311. They can give you the whole breakdown of everything, and you can even access the town budget online as well, which I think is just, you know, great. They've made these things very clear, and it's all part of Supervisor Bosworth, you know, and being transparent and getting the word out to all the residents and keeping them informed, which I think is definitely
a reduction.
Important. It said in many, so I don't want to get everyone.
There was an overcharge by an agency, not with the town, an outside agency, a couple of years ago for several $1 million. It's been all, you know, took time to get readjusted. They've paid back the town. And I'm only giving it very surfacely.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And they passed it on to the people that got overcharged. I mean, it's negligible, but it's their money got back.
You know, one that I heard, by the way, Cold War veterans. I don't know if you have that in there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You had mentioned that one.
Then we'll wait for you to do
Cold War. We mentioned that on one of the, it's in one of my numerous papers somewhere. But that is now being added. And it's funny, Otto, because I actually thought
only
of you.
Only if your school district says it's okay. Right. So I encourage anybody out there who could benefit from the Cold War.
Right, yeah, because it's major that is now being included. You know, if you're.
But this is not, before it was for your general property tax, mm-hmm. This is now to add an exemption to your school tax.
Right.
So it's new. So people who are out there who may think, oh, they're already covered, I suggest you encourage your school district.
Absolutely.
To say, yes, we go along with it, because I have. Because I'm a Cold War veteran.
Yeah, and I thought of you actually when I saw that in our thing. So.
Yeah, and your school tax is higher than your general property tax. So.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question.
You would gain more that way.
Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break because it flies. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Christine.